there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I am not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all of which lead to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. First, let me share a personal story that might resonate with you. For the longest time, I found myself conforming to the expectations of others, particularly within my family. You see, I was raised as a people pleaser, always putting others' needs before mine. Does this sound familiar to you? It took me 65 years to realize that enough was enough. I refused to let anxiety and depression dictate my life any longer. I made a choice to prioritize my well-being and pursue my dreams. And you know what? It was challenging. Stepping away from the familiar path felt lonely and daunting. But here's the beautiful truth. New connections come when you embrace change and stay true to yourself. You attract like-minded people who uplift you and support you on your journey, showing you the strength and resilience you never knew you had. Today's topic concerns relationships. What makes a healthy relationship? Spotting red flags and nurturing healthy connections with your youngsters. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of relationships. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Relationships are puzzle pieces coming together to form a complete picture. Each family, friend, or romantic relationship represents a unique puzzle piece, each with its own shape and characteristics. So, what makes a healthy relationship? Healthy relationships are built on respecting each other, trust, open communication, and boundaries. Respecting each other means honoring each person's boundaries, opinions, and autonomy, recognizing their inherent worth and treating them with kindness and consideration. Trust in a relationship is the foundation of security and confidence. Knowing you can rely on your partner and confide in them without fear of judgment or betrayal. Open communication involves actively listening, expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly and respectfully, and working together to resolve conflicts and misunderstandings constructively. In healthy relationships, boundaries are respected and each person's individuality is honored. While relationships bring joy and fulfillment, it's important to be aware for signs of toxicity or imbalance. Here are three red flags to watch out for. Someone who consistently disregards your boundaries or dismisses your feelings. Be cautious of individuals who resort to guilt tripping, coercion, or manipulation to get their way. Equality, not power, is a healthy relationship. While disagreements are natural, continuous conflict and unresolved issues may signify underlying problems that need addressing. These unresolved issues can be anything from financial disagreements to differences in parenting styles, and they can strain a relationship if not dealt with. Despite our best intentions, relationships can sometimes drift apart. Here are a few factors that can influence the health of our connections. As we evolve, our values and priorities shift. When our values diverge significantly from another person, it can create tension within the relationship. As mentioned, conflict is a natural part of any relationship. But how we address and resolve it can determine the strength of our relationships. When conflicts go unresolved or communication breaks down, resentment can fester, driving a wedge between partners. Therefore, conflict should be addressed head-on with empathy and understanding. Like tending to a garden, relationships require consistent effort and nurturing to thrive. Each person must be willing to invest time, energy, and attention into the relationship to ensure its growth and longevity. When one person consistently fails to contribute or prioritize the relationship, it becomes one-sided, draining the energy of the person always giving. I have learned to walk away from those relationships. Now, my energy is invested in nurturing the relationship I have with myself and relationships that lift me up and bring me joy. By recognizing these factors and working to address them, we can cultivate healthier relationships in our lives. But what do you do when you realize you're in a toxic relationship? To stay in a toxic relationship is deeply personal and complex, especially when children are involved. While it's essential for you to prioritize your well-being and safety, you must also consider the impact of the toxic relationship on your children. Seeking support from a therapist or counselor can help you navigate challenges and make informed decisions about your relationship. I can speak to this as a parent and grandparent. It is hard no matter what. The relationship between you and your child is one of the most profound and enduring connections in human experience. It begins with the moment of birth, or even earlier, and continues to evolve and deepen throughout your life. You are responsible for nurturing, guiding, and supporting your children as they journey from infancy to adulthood. Here are three reasons to have a positive parent-child relationship. A positive parent-child relationship lays the foundation for healthy emotional development. Your children learn to trust, communicate, and regulate emotions through interactions with you. When children feel loved, supported, and valued by you, they develop a strong sense of self-worth and confidence. Positive reinforcement and encouragement from you help your children believe in themselves and their abilities. You play a crucial role in teaching children social skills such as empathy, cooperation, and conflict resolution. Through positive interactions with you, children learn how to navigate relationships and interact with others respectfully and compassionately. Above all, it is essential to show your children what it means to love and be loved unconditionally. Here are five fast and easy ways to show your love. Express your love with a hug, give eye contact, or your biggest smile. As children navigate the world's complexities, they thrive on structure and guidance. Have open conversations with your children about your expectations and consequences, and ensure they understand them fully. Establish a solid relationship with active listening. Take the time to acknowledge your child's feelings, demonstrating understanding and offering reassurance that you're there to support them. Try to empathize with your child's perspective, seeing things through their eyes. Through listening and empathizing, you lay the groundwork for mutual respect and deepen your bond with your child. Sharing meals as a family provides an excellent opportunity for meaningful conversation and bonding with your children. Let the dining table be a space for connection and shared experiences, fostering deeper relationships and lasting memories. When you have multiple children, it's quality, not quantity, when spending individual time with each child. Focused, one-on-one time with your child can strengthen the parent-child bond, boost their self-esteem, and communicate that they are cherished and valued. Bedtime presents a perfect opportunity for this. I still cherish the memories of my mom kissing me goodnight. It was a simple act that made me feel loved, safe, and secure. However, one night, everything changed. My mom, engrossed in a TV show, abruptly announced that she wouldn't be tucking me in anymore, stating that I was old enough to handle it alone. I was first shocked and then devastated. It felt like the TV show took precedence over me, leaving me feeling abandoned and unimportant. In our exploration of family dynamics, we've uncovered vital insights. However, the parent-child relationship is one of life's most profound connections, shaping emotional development and instilling invaluable skills. As caregivers, our actions shape how children perceive relationships. Change begins with ourselves. No matter how hard we try, we can't change the other person. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to listen to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week, I'll discuss the nitty-gritty of co-parenting. And trust me, it's a roller coaster ride worth taking, from navigating through different parenting styles to building bridges with your ex. I'm tackling the tough stuff too. Get ready to uncover five toxic situations that can throw a wrench into your co-parenting journey, along with examples and practical solutions to help you navigate them. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?